Hey, you're listening to Ty Bollinger of CancerTruth.net. You're also listening to Justin and Kate with Extreme Health Radio. These guys are great. Enjoy listening to them. I always do.
Welcome to Extreme Health Radio. Extreme Health Radio.
Where natural solutions to almost every health condition are out there. Join us on our journey to find them.
Now, here are your hosts.
Broadcasting from sunny Southern California around the world.
Justin and Kate Stellman.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this special edition of Extreme Health Radio. My name is Justin, and my wife, Kate, is actually in the salon cutting hair right now. This is really an impromptu Extreme Health Radio session, and this is extremehealthradio.com/126 if you're interested in finding the show notes for this particular page. Like I said, my wife's cutting hair right now, and this is just a special episode I'm putting together because I've actually been working with a few people in my personal life that have had the C word as a disease. It's two syllables, starts with C, ends with R. I'm sure you can imagine what that is. And the reason why I'm not saying it is because I just want to make sure that I'm above board on everything that I'm talking about in this episode. I don't want any issues with the federales. We know that is a billion-dollar business in the hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and they don't like it when people talk about natural substances they can use that will have an effect on this disease. So I'm going to refer to it as a disease, even though I don't even believe it is a disease. I'm going to just refer to it for that reason in this episode. And let me just read a disclaimer here starting out, because I want to make sure that there's no issues here at all. The information and opinions expressed herein and on the programs provide general information relating to health and are not intended to constitute advice or specific recommendations relating to any particular ailment, disease, or condition. The information and program content is not a substitute for a consultation with a medical doctor, nor is it a substitute for treatment from a qualified medical doctor. We encourage you to make an appointment with your own doctor in order to resolve any or all of your health concerns or issues. So that's my disclaimer coming out. And the reason why, again, I'm doing this particular episode is that I'm working with someone right now and a couple other people, and I just figured it would be better to lay everything out into an episode about this disease, and that way you guys can listen to it and figure out what I would do if I were diagnosed with this particular disease. We know that, again, this is a $100 billion a year business, and they have the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry has a huge desire to protect their brand. And we know that they don't want anyone encroaching on the conditions and the diseases that they think they're entitled to treat, I guess I should say. So anyway, with all that said, just know that that industry is a huge industry, and they will stop at nothing to make sure that there are people out there not making any claims or doing anything like that. And so we have to be very, very careful about what we say, what claims we make. In fact, I'm not going to make any claims. This is going to be entitled What I Would Do If I Were Diagnosed with the C word, this particular disease. This is not what you should do. This is what I would do. And so I think the first step is realizing that we've all been programmed and brainwashed our entire lives to think that the medical industry is out to help us. We've been programmed to think that they're out for our best wishes and to help heal us. And we've had the power taken away from us because we look at any doctor or scientist, anybody like that, in a white lab coat, and we think that they know more about our health than we do. And we look up to the things that they say. We think they're authorities and all of that. So the first step is realizing that this is a for-profit business worth hundreds of billions of dollars. So again, we need to realize that money is the primary concern for this business, not your health at all. And so that's the first step, is realizing, hey, these people are not out here to try to cure any disease or anything like that. That's not what they're out here for, because if they did, they would have cured this particular disease a long time ago, because there have been things that have worked on this particular disease that are so incredibly powerful that they could have done that a long time ago, but they can't patent these substances. So it's because they can't make any money at it, they're going to villainize and demonize anyone who uses and promotes these substances. So just be aware that that's where we are in our current paradigm, in our culture, in our world with this particular disease. And so really what we need to do is take our own health and our own diseases in our own hands and start becoming our own doctor and not relying on other people. So that's the first step, is really kind of seeing a lot of the faults in the paradigm of the medical industry. And I'm not saying all doctors are bad. I'm saying that the people at the very, very top are going to have a lot to account for, perhaps later on. And your doctors are good people. They're meaningful people. They want to help, but they just are too tied down with the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance industry and all of these other things that are causing them to need to take hundreds of patients a day in order to make a profit. They don't have time to research your doctors. They don't have time to stay on the cutting edge. So just realize this. Just realize that they're doing the best they can. They're trying to help you. They don't know any better. They've been indoctrinated their whole life to think that drugs somehow can heal the body, to think that poison like chemotherapy and poison like radiation and things like surgery, which radically damage the body, they think these things can help because they've been indoctrinated by TV and media for their entire lives up until medical school. And then they go into medical school and they think that these types of drugs are going to help people. And so it's not their fault. They don't know any better. And I don't even hold that against them, because they just don't have time to do anything other than see, you know, a couple hundred patients a day, if that's what they need to do in order to make a profit. They don't have any time to do research or to stay on the cutting edge. So that's what the natural industries and alternative health industries are all about, is they're not seeing people, so they have time to do this kind of research. So with all that laid out at the beginning of this episode, I want to talk about some things I would do if I were diagnosed with this particular disease. And some things that I would do straight away is think, okay, let's say I'm 50 years old. I would think, okay, for 50 years, my immune system has worked well. I haven't had this disease my whole life. Why have I not had it? Well, probably because my immune system has been working well. So at some point, think of your immune system like a teeter-totter. At some point, your immune system is on the high side of the teeter-totter. And as we're exposed to toxins, to chemicals, to poisons in our daily life, just from how we're living, the teeter-totter begins to go the other way. And eventually the teeter-totter becomes parallel to the ground. And then as we get into our 40s and 50s, when our immune system starts to weaken because of lack of nutrition and poor diet and lack of exercise, those same toxins now take the higher spot on the teeter-totter. So they start going higher and higher. And all of a sudden your health is going lower and lower. And think of your health and your immune system like that teeter-totter. And what happens is that the same toxins we're exposed to at 20 are cumulative. And as a result of our immune system not being as strong as it was in our 20s, the teeter-totter goes the other way. And all of a sudden, now that the toxins are outweighing the good stuff in our immune system, then disease like this C word starts in our life and starts becoming a factor. And so the first place I would look at is, how are we living? Are we stressed? Are we exposed to toxins at work? Are we exposed to toxins in our home, like in our carpets? Our mattresses are all by law sprayed with formaldehyde, which is this formaldehyde, it causes this disease. And, you know, there's plastics, chemicals and plastics we're exposed to. There's cleaning supplies that have unbelievable amounts of chemicals in them. If you look at every area of life, are we sitting too much? Are we exposed to plastics? Are we drinking water out of plastic? All these things are causing this C word, and they all build up. And I'm not saying any one of them in particular can cause this disease to happen, but they're cumulative and they build up over time in the body, and your body has no way of getting rid of them. And if you add to this lifestyle issue of being exposed to toxins, the fact that we have a radically poor diet that is itself introducing lots of these toxins and poisons and chemicals into our bodies, then you're getting exposure to more of these chemicals and toxins just from the food that we eat. And that's not counting the lack of nutrition that are in the food that we eat as well. So the farmers in the 1920s and 1930s went to the government and said that our mineral soils are very, very low, disastrously low, and nothing was done about it. And so, as we've talked about on our show, that, for example, a tomato has the genetic potential to carry 56 minerals in it. But even an organic tomato bought at the store probably only has between 5 and 10 minerals in it. So you can see that if you don't even buy organic, not only are you getting the chemicals, but you're also getting just a lack of nutrition and minerals. And minerals are everything in health. So I would look at first your lifestyle conditions. Are you sleeping well enough? Are you exposed to chemicals at your work, at your home, in your bathroom, in your kitchen sink? Are you putting deodorant on that contains heavy metals? Are you washing your hair with parabens that are in the shampoos that are causing this C word? All this stuff, look at every area of your life. In fact, I should say every area of my life should be changed if I were diagnosed with this disease. So I would look at every area of my life that I can change. I would lower my stress levels. I would completely, radically transform my life on every single level. As far as toxins are concerned, or as far as stress is concerned, I would do yoga, meditation. I would sweat, because sweating is a great way to release toxins in your lymphatic system. Sweating is huge, 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 huge. People have overcome incredible diseases by sweating. So that's something I would do. I would do far infrared saunas. I would sweat as much as I possibly could. I would buy a rebounder, because rebounder helps to move the lymphatic fluid in your body. We have more lymphatic fluid in our body than we do actual blood, from what I've been able to research and gather. And so there must be, or this substance must be very, very important if we have more of it than blood. And the issue with the lymphatic system is that it itself stores toxins and heavy metals and poisons and this type of thing. And your lymphatic system has no way of cleansing itself. It has no way of releasing these toxins. And so it is filled with millions of one-way valves on the top and bottom of the cells of these, of the lymphatic matrix throughout the body. So what rebounding does, the up and down motion using gravity and G-force, it squeezes and massages each of these cells. And so it allows the toxins to be released that you gather throughout the day, throughout your lifetime, into your bloodstream, and then you can urinate them out or poop them out or whatever. And so rebounding is huge for this particular word. Some people even rebound with oxygen. So you can research that, because oxygen is a substance that people use to overcome this particular disease. So I would probably rebound with oxygen if it were me that had this particular disease. Let's see what else. The other thing I would do, probably starting out, is I would just educate myself. I would listen to a lot of the radio shows that we've done here at Extreme Health Radio on this particular disease. And I'll put links to all this stuff on this particular show page, extremehealthradio.com/126. So I'll put all the links here. And just as an aside, to make sure that I'm above board as well, I'm going to put links to all of these things. Some of these things we sell on our website to improve your health. And I'm going to put links to all of this stuff on this particular show page without my affiliate link in there, so that I won't make any money off of these things. And in fact, you know what I may do is I may just put the actual URL of the website where these particular products are, and you will actually have to copy and paste these URLs. So I'm not even going to make them linkable, because again, I saw what they did to a guy like Jason Vail, who made some claims about this particular C word, and I just want to make sure that nothing happens. So another thing I would do is start educating yourself. Like we talked about at the beginning, the C industry is a for-profit industry, and we need to understand that. So there are four books that I would recommend reading. One is called C, Step Outside the Box. The other one is called, it's by Ty Bollinger, and I'll put a link to it on this page. The other one is called Knockout by Suzanne Summers. The other one is called C is Not a Disease by, his name is Andreas Moritz, and I'll put a link to that on this particular show page. And the last one is World Without C. And so you can imagine, so I'm sure you know what that C word is, but it's called World Without C, and it's by G. Edward Griffin. So I would start with those books because there is a lot to learn about this particular disease. There is just such a learning curve. And I understand that if you are diagnosed with this particular disease, there is such a steep learning curve as far as why we have this disease in our culture, where it comes from, why the medical industry is not interested in curing this disease, why no one knows about this type of stuff. I mean, there's just a huge learning curve. And it all starts with the indoctrination that we get from school, with our media, to think that doctors are the only ones that have answers for this particular disease. And it's just not true. There's been incredible progress made in the last 100 years with cutting edge treatments for this particular disease. So the first step is to get educated and realize that we need to look at our health as something that we have done to ourselves. We have given ourselves these diseases by our diet and lifestyle and lack of taking care of this body that God's given us. And also, C, Step Outside